Every now and then, television programs change their characters. They make them good and then go evil. Or they're evil and then they turn good. What are the examples that you have? And we not only want the example of who it is, we also want you to tell us what happened that made them turn. Scott Gooding's TV Freak is here. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Trevor.
Why do you reckon they do it?
Oh, you know, plot development.
Yeah.
Characters might be threatening to go and do films and want to be stretched, you know. Or just decline in ratings and see if it doesn't always work, does it? B is texting to say Inspector X, Commissar Rex, went bad and sad when his first boss got killed. That was Moser, wasn't it?
Oh, he might have bit someone or something.
I thought Moser was the one that got killed. Yeah. Then he went good again when Moser came along. He didn't go bad.
He was having an emotional problem.
He was.
He was having a breakdown.
He's probably off his little buns he gets from the bakery there in Vienna. I'm not laughing.
How do you know he's sad? He's off his buns.
Darren obviously loves Tally Savalas. Tally Savalas was a moral but tough cop in Kojak.
Hmm.
But when he was on Love Boat, he played a scientist who planned a robbery. Mm. So that's series versus cameo in long-running.
Dexter's a very good example.
Yeah.
Because Dexter. But is he, though? I don't know he actually goes good and bad. He's just the same.
Didn't his father explain to him at one stage that he was evil or something?
His father recognised that he had traits of being a serial killer because he was a policeman and decided to give him a code of practice. And so basically, he had to only kill serial killers and he had to, through the code, be able to prove that it was definitely a person who was a serial killer. So was Dexter bad? That's the whole moral question of Dexter. Mm. Is he bad or not?
On a similar thing to that, David on Facebook said McNulty in The Wire was the honest cop and he created a bogus serial killer to keep funding so he could combat the drug dealers.
No, oh, okay.
So does that mean he's bad or does it mean he's...
Nah.
No, that means he's just good and good.
Because Kath and I are going through the series of, what's it called, The Mentalist?
Yeah.
And he's just had a process of going off the rails and going bad.
Really? In what way?
It was a ruse.
Ah, oh, it was a ruse.
It's not giving any away because it's up to series 5. This is in series 4. Hmm. He was just doing it to try and get it Red John.
JC in Tweed. Captain Stubing. or you could say Captain Stubing, he was also, was he Mary Slaughter in Mary Tyler Moore? Was his name Gavin McLeod?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, he's good. But before that, he was a Gestapo agent on Hogan's Heroes.
Was he? No.
He was.
Was he?
He was in, I saw him in an episode of Get Smart, too.
Yeah.
Being evil.
Sirocco has got actually the two very good examples from text. Sirocco says, Ralph the Coyote is a bad guy always trying to steal the sheep, but at lunchtime he's a good guy sharing his lunch with the sheepdog. That's such a good example.
And the sheepdog...
G'day, Ralph.
The sheepdog was vicious and used to beat him up, but then he used to stop at 5 o'clock when the whistle blew and at least let him go home and get some sleep.
And thank you from Vic, the first-time texter. Vic, congratulations for such a very, very good example for your first text to the program. Goofy as Mr. Walker and Mr. Wheeler, classic Disney cartoon with a message about road rage well before its time. It's so true. As soon as Goofy gets behind the wheel, it just goes absolutely berserk. Then when he gets out of the car, happy as Larry.
Justin says Marlena on text from Days of Our Lives. Did she go evil or was she was possessed by the devil at times?
Know.
Does that count?
I don't know.
Now you remember when her eyes went red?
No, they're weird. That's just weird.
And your Rex was in mourning.
Oh, okay.
According to Martin in Redfern.
Just two more texts. A lovely spanner. The youngest son in the Sullivans, Terry, was such a good young man.
Oh, yeah.
He was, and then he... He had his teenage years and he had a bit of... went off the rails.
I'm not sure about that because Kitty got okay. Remember the hermit who lived in the old mansion, Mr. Yep. Jarvis? Kitty was nice to him, but Terry propagated the myth around Camwell that Mr. Jarvis was, you know... dodgy.
But he really went off the rails, Terry did.
Yeah, and he ended up killing his dad, didn't he? It's not funny. He drove the truck that killed Dave. And he also was in the black market.
Did that send him off the rails even more?
Inspector Shearer was chasing him on the Red Rattlers around the Melbourne rail network during his black marketing days.
Dear me.
It was because he was suffering from the war. Because he had some bad experiences in the war.
Yeah, but he went off the rails before he went to the war.
No, he came back. He was in Kokoda.
Yeah, but
he was in Changi.
Yeah, but he was getting in strife as a youth. He was a bit of a troubled youth.
It's the pants. He never got long pants.
He only wanted was long pants.
That's all he wanted.
And they kept on putting him in shorts.
And at that flat cap. John and Tom's hand-me-downs.
Hello, Carolyn.
Good morning. How are you?
That's all right. Now, Terry did go off the rails early, didn't he?
He did. No.
You're gone. You
not
stick
really.
Up, Scott.
He was troubled. He was troubled when he came back from the war.
Yeah, but he was troubled before he left.
Oh, not really. Yeah, he was just a young larrikin.
Yes, a rat bag. What did you want to mention?
On Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. Which is a great show. Walt, who is pretty much the main character, is a high school teacher and discovers he has cancer and decides that he needs to set up some money for the family for once he's gone. And his way of dealing with his money problems is to become a methamphetamine cooker and dealer. So that's pretty bad.
And that also fits in because the actor, Bryan Cranston, was the dad in Malcolm in the Middle, where he was nice.
Yes.
And then
yes.
He's playing this sort of evilish character now.
That's another actor, actually, who played good and bad. It's another from The Love Boat. He's the lovable Doc, who, of course, was Siegfried on Get Smart, the bad guy.
Doc's just a sleaze bucket.
He's just a sleaze bucket.
his brother was on the other night. His brother came.
Was it the same actor?
And he was wearing, I tell you, Doc was wearing a fine, fetching pair of red pyjamas.
Can't beat a pair of red pyjamas.
And they weren't all full in one. They were like, you know.
Has he got a smoking jacket?
Yeah, he did. He followed the Brady rule. When his brother came into his room, they both had their slippers and robes and full pyjamas on.
That is so.
No one. It must get chilly on those nights on the Pacific Princess.
Up on the Lido deck.
That's just tragic.
It is. Thanks, Carolyn. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Mitchell, hello.
G'day, mate.
Characters that went good, bad, bad, good.
Angel from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, I don't never watch Buffy. What happens? Why does Angel turn?
He's a vampire really bad back from, like, early times, like the 1950s, he gets a soul cursed on him by a gypsy family who him and his other vampires bring slaughtered. So then he becomes good. And then later on down the track when he meets Buffy, he has a moment of pleasure, of extreme happiness, which completely obliterates his soul again, so he becomes bad. And then I don't know what happens, but he gets his soul back, so he comes good again. But this time, when he gets his soul back, because he killed so many people when he didn't have it, he's tormented by it and almost kills himself.
Your line is shocking, but thank you. What a confused person he must have been. Good, then he's bad, then he's good, then he's bad.
He's confused.
Christina.
Hi, Dad.
You want to talk about Breaking Bad as well?
Yeah, well, you know, he's this quite unassuming guy who's running two jobs, trying to make ends meet, and then when he gets cancer, he comes up with this bright idea of cooking methamphetamine. And I've just watched all the series that have been shown, and you really see how his personality completely changes from this very passive person who is just a sort of people pleaser, and he turns into this, you know, aggressive person, and everything that he was doing it for was just to get X amount of money to, you know, get his family through this bleak time because of his cancer treatment. And then he ends up with more money than he ever will know what to do with, but he effectively loses his family. And it's a really, really fantastic show.
You know, I've never seen it, but is it a more dramatic version of Weeds?
Yeah. Weeds is a dark comedy. This is drama.
Yeah. Because, of course, Weeds is about a mother who has to bring up her children, so she starts selling cannabis on the side. And this one, far darker, making methamphetamines. Thank you. Very, very good example. Jaime.
In Get Smart, Leonie, who actually suggested this topic on Facebook, she suggested Jaime. Because what he was bad at the start, was he?
Jaime, because he was chaos. Yeah.
So he crossed.
Actually, Steve?
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, that was one of them. The other one was Atlas from Astro Boy, Astro's brother, the robot.
Oh! Same actor?
No.
Well, the person that played Astro Boy.
You know, he was a much taller robot, rode a horse, and he was generally pretty terrible.
Oh, so that could come under the character of good and evil relatives. Bewitched.
It's an I Dream of Jeannie.
Same actor.
I like JC and Tweed. JC and Tweed suggested Milton the Monster because he was going to be bad until Professor Weirdo got his elbow knocked and made him good.
Just a little bit too much tenderness.
Just a touch.
Hello, Neil.
Hey, Jan.
Yes, Neil.
There was an actor back in the late 70s, early 80s. He was always a bad guy. And all like the A-Team and Charlie's Angels and all that sort of thing. Like, he was in all of them.
I just wanted to find out who it is.
Yeah, no, I can describe him. As soon as I describe him, you'll recognise him. He always had long hair, long sideburns, dark glasses, and he had real bad acne scars from when he was a kid.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah. He's always a bad guy and everything.
And he's one of those people that was sort of always going, you know how they'd have the main cast and then at the end it would have guest star?
Yeah.
He was always the guest star.
Yeah, I don't know who he was, but I've never ever seen him in anywhere he was leading role, but he was always a bad guy. He was always one of the bad guys, henchmen, you know. Yeah, but he always had lines to say, so
he
must have been pretty good.
Oh, yeah, he's got lines, he must be good. Why is it, you know when they do the opening credits, and I think they do it in The Love Boat, but I'm not sure. They'll do the main cast and they have them smiling.
They do them in the, and then they do them in the steering wheel or whatever as well.
And then they do, and then they have, and also, and blah, or featuring blah. Why do they get a separate one to the other person?
Depends on their star billing.
I think they do it like Jewel. They do that with Jewel. Do you know what I mean? Like in some TV series, and you know,
starring
blah blah blah, and
someone right at the end.
Yeah,
that's because they've become the star. I think like Jonathan Harris was like that. He had a separate one at the end too. In Lost in Space. Phil on Facebook suggested Tom Croydon, John Wood, in Blue Heelers. He was always nice and desk bound and everything. Then his wife got killed. Did he become angry or did he just become indifferent towards his work?
Didn't care. Hey, tell me the one, because we had two texts about this, where Matt Hammond went bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he didn't. You know, guess who was behind that? Guess who was behind trying to make Matt Hammond bad? Can only be one person.
Oh,
Dr. Stark.
Frank Thring.
Who features on that Hot Seat Millionaire every second night. Every second question is a Frank Thring question.
Yep.
Yes, Shell suggested. She said, I think she was saying, she should be saying Sir Adrian, who I think was the Parks minister. He was bad because he had no faith in Matt, because there was this guy who had slick back hair and his shirt wasn't ironed like Matt's always was, and he was smoking and he tried to run some VIPs off the road. And, Sir Adrian assumed it was Matt.
Yeah.
But, you know, he knew Matt would never be
Well, he wouldn't bad. Smoke. And he would never slick his hair back.
So it was a double that a Matt Hammond lookalike that Dr. Stark had hired.
Right.
In his long quest to get endangered marsupials through his private zoo.
The way to make someone look evil is make them smoke and slick their hair back. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Trev. In the WWF wrestling before it became WWE, you had Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, who was bad and became a good guy.
Yeah.
In WrestleMania, when he was teamed up with Cowboy Bob Orton and Rowdy Roddy Piper against Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, and can't remember the other one, but Orton accidentally hit his cast onto Paul Orndorff's head, and so Paul Orndorff didn't like that and became a good guy after that.
Do you see? They just turn.
Rowdy Roddy Piper used to be good, and then he became bad. You know him?
No, wasn't he bad and then became good? Was Roddy Piper good then bad or bad then good?
Bad then good.
Bad then good.
Hulk Hogan, when he went from WWF to WCW, went from good to bad. He became Hollywood Hulk Hogan in WCW.
I love it. Thank you. United States of Tara, says Deb. That's a great example. Good, bad.
That's more a condition, isn't it?
That's a person who has a multiple character disorder. Mm. 1-3-8
No, I'm not laughing. Paul Robinson in Neighbours, JR Brisbane, yeah. He was a mild-mannered flight attendant until his wife was confronted by her, sounds like reading a synopsis. Her wife was confronted by a criminal past and shot the ex whatever he was, and then she took a shot at Paul and shot him in the shoulder. And after that, he just became this horrible, money-hungry, evil suburban hotel owner.
Nasty. Hello, Mick.
Hello. I think 6 Feet Under was a good example where every main character went good and bad.
Let me think. Yeah, there were times that they fell off.
Every single character.
Yeah, they did.
What show was that, sorry?
In 6 Feet Under.
6 Feet Under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was more that they circumstance, and it doesn't matter why it happened, but circumstances put them in a position that their characters changed a bit.
Even the angelic black gay cop character went nasty for a while with a bit of DV.
And like that, because we've just finished watching Prison Break, and there are times in Prison Break where bad characters become good and then bad. Even one of the, what was his name? Brad Telleck, I think he was, who was the prison guard, who everyone hated. And then as the series developed and he became part of them all, he became good. Mm. And so the characters go in little turns around. That's a great thing about Mick about 6 Feet Under, isn't it, Mick?
Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. Well, on that minor point of Gilligan's Island changed its theme song from Professor and All the Rest
to
the Professor and Marianne at the end.
Yeah, and they all of a sudden got their picture in there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Geez, you know your television, Mick. A very good point from Tony in Brisbane. Vincent Price frightened the Brady Boys, but like all great shows, he was misunderstood.
And I think he was arguably bad then good because he was misunderstood because all he was doing was protecting the artifacts. And I think at the end they sit round and had a little meeting and he was sitting there with them. That was when they went to Grand Canyon. They sat around the campfire.
That's right.
And got inducted into the tribe.
And they all ended up doing a dance around the tribe there in the fire. Pat the Rat and Sons and Daughters says, Pete, was Pat the Rat ever nice?
Oh, she was in a thing called The Rovers in the early 70s, which was set in a boat with a koala on a mast and things like that. They used to sail around Barrier Reef.
But did Pat the Rat herself ever do anything? Was she nice ever? She was another one of those, just she'd pretend to be nice to get what she wanted. Morag in Home and Away?
Morag was, the evil one off, what was the Weakest Link? And also she was Sister Scott, who was pretty mean in
Young true.
Doctors.
Rich.
Morning, Trev.
What do you got, Rich?
Well, first up, kudos to the gentleman earlier who mentioned Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, he knew his stuff.
He started out as as very much a heel, but eventually actually transcended that, and didn't matter what he did, the crowd loved him.
Yep.
That's the term, isn't it? Heel.
Yeah. You're a heel or a face.
A face, yeah.
Yeah. He was very much a heel early in his career, but then...
Was that a wrestling term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heel means bad and face means good, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original reason I called... When the Goodies first started out, of course, they were all together. But then once they'd done a few series, to expand the scope of what they could do, they came up with the idea that one of them would actually turn and the other two would actually have to bring them back into line.
Okay. That was the Ecky Thump episode.
That gave us episodes like Ecky Thump, where Bill was going to lead the North in a revolution.
With their black puddings.
Yeah, you had Graham... was organising, everything was a pirate. You had a pirate radio station, the pirate post office, yeah. And they had the little rowboat as a cover for a submarine 5 miles outside the 5 mile limit or whatever it was. And there was also the one where they took the job for the South African Tourist Board because things weren't going very well because of apartheid. So they went over there and instead of discriminating against ethnicity, they changed it to discrimination against height. And all people under a certain height became second-class citizens, which meant that Bill was the good guy who was being discriminated against. So he had to go against Bill and against Graham and Tim.
That's so clever.
And even back then, it was the political aspect of it was quite often overlooked with the Goodies.
Very nice stuff, Rich. Kudos to you as well.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Right, bye.
The Goodies that turn bad.
Wrestling and, British sitcom. See, it can be done.
You can find links.
Chris and Brendan, both on Facebook, said Bobby Fischer from Home and Away. She started out the bad girl, orphan type, then turned into one of the most popular characters on Australian TV until she got hit by the boat.
Oh, did she not get hit by a boat? Who had a car crash?
She fell out of the boat.
What did she have? She did. Who had the car crash? Oh, many of them had a car crash.
I'm not big on Home and Away.
Decimator.
Yeah, Trev.
What do you got?
I got Boston Legal.
All right, so who went good and bad in Boston Legal?
Mr. Mad Cow, that's what I call him. The chubby bloke, he's one of the main owners of the company.
Yeah. But that's, I forgot the name of his character.
Yeah, that's why I call him Mr. Mad Cow.
It's the ex,
Mad Cow.
Dr.
Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner.
Yeah.
Danny Crane.
Danny Crane.
Yeah, he does good stuff and bad stuff all the time, or every episode.
But he's crackers.
No, he's good on some occasions, like when he wins court cases, and then he'll do something really bad, like, molest his winner.
But even when he wins a court case, he goes crackers then.
And, like, on one occasion, he sneaks a gun into the courthouse, takes a pot shot at the judge.
Yeah, I know. He is the craziest character on television. So Boston, well, he does turn. I don't know if he turns bad or evil. I think he's just the same all the time. He's just unpredictable.
Yeah,
a loose cannon.
Sandy says John Lithgow in Dexter was the evil serial killer. And yet in Third Rock from the Sun. He was the guy from... hilarious, and the guy from...
I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, he was the professor, Professor Dick Solomon. And also...
And also in 6 Feet Under... Oh, no, hang on, who are you thinking about from Dexter?
John Lithgow.
Who is...
And he was,
He's Dexter.
No, he was the serial killer in it. Yeah, he's the balding guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was evil in a...
It was bizarre seeing him as a serial killer.
And you can also have, in Third Rock of the Sun, Third Rock from the Sun, Dan, who was the cop... He went out with Sally, and he was evil Newman in Seinfeld, wasn't he? Annoying.
Yeah,
he was evil. He stole Jerry's girlfriend or something.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, Newman is evil.
Yeah, so, yeah, he was. And he was doing those shows both at the same time.
Trent.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good.
You were talking about a guy before that was an evil, always playing an evil guy with a pockmarked face.
Yeah.
I think it was Robert Darvey that you're thinking of.
Robert Darvey.
The surname, yeah. He was a bad guy in one of the Timothy Dalton James Bond movies, and he was always a bad guy in, like, Miami Vice and The A-Team and all that sort of thing. He was a fucking Hispanic-looking bad guy.
Well, it sounds like the one. Has he ever been a good guy?
He became good because he became the mentor and leader of the profilers in the TV series Profiler.
Ah.
He was Ali Walker's boss in that. And another suggestion to a sort of Hollywood star that was evil in one show and good in another was George.
Oh, that's a film.
No.
You're treading a very fine line.
No. George Clooney, though, was evil in Roseanne and good in ER.
Oh, you saved yourself.
Yeah, because he was the boss.
The boss, wasn't he? Roseanne's boss.
Union regulations or something.
Very good.
In Roseanne, he was only in the first few episodes, I think, but then he went on to be a Dr. Doug Ross and save everyone's life.
Jeez, I was worried then you were going to touch base with a film.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That'd be highbrow, and we don't do that. 1-300-800-222 on text, 0437-774-774. We want to talk to you this morning about TV characters that turned. They went good, then bad, or bad, then good. Mork was also bad in Happy Days when he battled Fonzie. Was he?
Well, no, I don't think so. He was just demonstrating his
powers. Well, he was an alien, for goodness sakes. That's what aliens do.
Michael and Belinda off Facebook, Michael Mancini from Melrose Place, he was good to bad. And Michael also says Fallon in Dynasty, bad to good. Was Fallon the one that got abducted by aliens?
Oh, I don't know.
Di mentioned that she kissed Tony DiMera. Tay Penglis when he was hosting the midday show in the
what's
in
that
the
got 80s. To do with it?
Because Tony DiMera was what started this off.
Oh, okay.
Tony DiMera, yes. Right. There's lots of women that'd love to kiss Tony DiMera, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Lots of men too. Oh, and the Bill.
Well, hang on. Can we talk about? We'll talk to Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah.
Talk about the Bill.
Yes, there's about four different characters in the Bill. You can start with the woman constable that came from Hong Kong. I think she'd been an inspector in the Hong Kong police, and she turned from good to bad.
What made her turn from good to bad?
I don't really know. I think it was a character flaw.
Oh, okay. What, in the establishment of the character?
It's in the genes.
It was just a genetic thing.
Well, she got enraptured with a young constable and tried to get ingratiated to him, and she ends up kidnapping his kids in the end before she gets caught.
Mm.
There was also the detective sergeant one that turned from good to bad, and he had a spin-off series out here in Australia. And there was Jeff Stewart's friend, the bald-headed bloke. He turned, and there was also the guy that was June Acton. He tricked June Ackman thinking he was his son, and he ended up murdering the blonde-headed constable.
Yeah, that was Tucker from Grange Hill, and he was in EastEnders. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to mention from the Bill
school? Oh, what, Don Beach.
So that's the one, that's the sergeant, yes.
Yeah. Was he ever, was he always evil, though, or was he?
Well, he started off sort of okay.
So really, you had to make up your mind.
Yeah.
He was going to go one way or the other.
Yeah. I think cop shows, they normally go from good to bad, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's how they set up the drama from within it.
Yeah.
Good on you. Thank you.
Yeah. But there's one other one.
Oh. Yeah.
There's one other. Robert Carlyle was the good guy in Hamish Macbeth.
Yeah.
And I know it's a film, but in one of the James Bond films, he was a bad guy.
You played Hitler in a telly movie.
I did too, and he was really good as Hitler in the telly movie as well.
Yeah.
So say that instead.
Okay, right, I'll say that. No.
Good on you. And he had a problem in Hamish Macbeth too. Remember there a couple of times he turned a little bit evil? He was going to shoot those guys out in the... remember when he lured them off into the bush?
Yeah, and the
dog.
Yeah, when the dog, when Wee Jock got run over.
Yeah.
He went a bit evil.
Yeah, that's right.
And didn't he go all introspective when
what's her name
woman
fell
died.
Off the cliff?
Yeah.
Well, he was going to shoot himself.
He was troubled.
What was the great character in that TV?
Oh, TV John.
Yeah. Why was he called that?
Because he was the first person in town to get a television. TV John was good, wasn't he, Pete?
Yeah, but he ends up getting killed, doesn't he?
Oh, don't say. Oh, no, you've a warning. Thank you, Peter. Oh, that's, mind you, it's a series that's 20 years old. Yeah, Scott?
Darren the Truckie says, Home and Away, the show went from a good show to a bad show.
You can do that.
Larry Hagman, yeah, Rod in, was he in I Dream of Jeannie?
Yep.
Then Dallas.
Yep.
And then Julie in Tasmania says, Blackboard. He was good when he was asleep, but bad when he woke up.
No, he was just bad. Someone said that the actor that we've been talking about that played the bad guy in all of those 80s shows turned out to be a Supreme Court judge in West Wing. I don't know because I've never watched West Wing.
The woman that plays the wife in Homeland was the head alien in V. So which is good and which is bad?
I don't think you can include aliens because aliens...
Well, you want to include, Mork.
The planet that they come from, they might be really good, and just because they come here, it makes them evil. Just because they're an alien. Greg?
Yeah.
Yes, Greg. Going? Good.
Good. Michael Gross played the father in Family Ties.
Yeah.
And David Soul from Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
They did a telly movie together.
Yeah.
In the Line of Duty, where they both turned out to be armed robbers and ended up having a massive shootout with the FBI.
I remember that Mr. Keaton doing a role, because he was a bit, I think he wanted to break the type of goody, 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 and, he was particularly nasty. But
that is the most saccharine sweet TV show. Family Ties.
And then you see him do this movie, to watch him do bad was really weird.
Yeah, some people just aren't meant to do bad.
Did he have the beard in the film?
Yes, he did.
Do you think he grew the beard in Family Ties to give the character a bit of an edge?
Wasn't that a fiction thing?
Yeah, disincentive. well, our number 1-300-800-222. Mo Simpson went all sensitive when he fell in love. Mo sort of like turned good, bad, good, bad, good, bad all the time.
Glenda, does your guest just sit in front of the TV all day?
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a problem with that, is there?
Skull in Warrnambool, Gene Hunt slowly changed some of his ways in life on Mars and ashes to ashes.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should get into life on Mars.
All right.
About ready for it. It's about 4 or 5 years old.
That's when I start to enjoy them. Dimmy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Dimmy.
Hey, Dimmy.
How are you? The actor, unsure of the actual actor's name, but he played Tony Mockbell in Underbelly.
Robert Mamone?
I'm not sure, but it's the same guy that plays the father slash doctor in Home and Away.
Home and Away, yeah.
So,
is he a bad doctor or a good doctor?
Well, in the start, when he first comes to Home and Away, not that I watch Home and Away, but...
Neither do I, but didn't they go to Hawaii for the wedding?
Pardon?
Didn't they go to Hawaii for the wedding?
I think so, mate.
Yeah, well,
not that we watch it.
No.
you do know.
We just happen to be walking past the room when it's on.
Yeah, when my partner's watching it.
Look, Jimmy, there's no point in pretending you don't watch it. We all know that when anyone says, of course I don't watch it, we all know that you do.
No, I just thought I'd throw that one in. he started off as a bit of a shady character in Home and Away, and then he's turned out good now, so...
Yeah. All right, Well, look, always be proud of any television that you watch, Dimmy.
Thanks, Trevor.
I watched, I got back into Neighbours on the Sunday, last Sunday afternoon. I watched all five because they have them back to back on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
I won't be watching again.
Why?
They had a go at Frankston.
Oh, did they have a crack at Frankston?
Yeah. This fictitious suburb, Erinsborough, has the temerity to have a go at a real...
Real place.
Place. Oh, we can't go down there. It's too scary for a party.
For people who... Oh, what? And Erinsborough isn't. For listeners who aren't aware, Frankston, from the rest of Australia, Frankston's a coastal suburb in Victoria. That's got a bit of a reputation for being a rough place, but...
I was born there. Snow was fine.
And it's all right. It's the same as anywhere. People go, oh, that's really rough. Hello, Sue.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, Sue from Frankston.
No, I'm Sue from Headland.
Oh, from Headland. Oh, you see, Headland's got a bad reputation as being a tough town.
It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. But that's what happens when you get all these miners in there.
Yeah, anywhere that's... Yeah, exactly. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, I was just listening to you about the TV personalities that went from good to bad.
Yeah.
Ice-T was another one. Like, in real life, he was a rapper singing about killing people and police and stuff, and then he turns out to be a detective in Law and Order SVU. Mm.
And is he good? Is he a good actor?
Actually, it's not too bad. I was a bit surprised, but he's not too bad. So he's a good cop.
He's a good cop.
Yeah, he's a good cop. He's not a bad cop at all. But then, yeah, in real life, he talks about killing cops.
Does he talk in verse sometimes?
Yeah, in rapper. Oh, on the show, you mean?
Yeah, does he break into a little bit of rap every now and then?
Is LL Cool J in one of them?
I don't know.
Ice Cube.
Ice T it was.
Yeah, but there's another one.
There's another one called Ice Cube.
Yes. Oh. These rappers. No, the one of them, it's Ice Cube in it.
No, I don't know. Someone will ring up. If ever he actually breaks into rap one day, give us a call back, Sue.
I will.
See ya.
Have a good night.
That'd be a good episode, wouldn't it? He goes undercover as a rapper.
Hot Lips, said Pav.
Yeah, and someone texted through Hot Lips too. Hot Lips went from a nasty piece of works to being all friendly and good friends with Hawkeye.
I wouldn't know.
No, you don't like that. LL Cool J is in NCIS LA.
There you go.
Good morning, Tony.
Hi, how you going?
Now, what a goodies turned to baddies in Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, I thought she was sort of nice, and she was like Reggie from the Archies. They had that sort of same character written into them that was sort of bad, but everyone put up with them sort of thing in there. But I thought of a few more. I thought of Irene from Home and Away. She was sort of the alcoholic nasty, and then she turned good.
Yeah.
And then, but then Haunted Elf. Not that we watch Home and Away, but... No.
Never seen it in my life.
Do you remember the episode when she came back as the ghost?
No, I don't.
You do, so.
She came back to haunt the diner.
That's the work
Chip works. Don't use excuses, Tony.
She came back to give Elf messages.
I didn't see it. Tell me why.
It's true. She left the show to do books and then...
It came back because they didn't do well.
No, they do.
Okay.
They do.
What else was it, Tony, that doesn't happen to watch Home and Away?
Well, when I'm not watching Home and Away, what's the A-Team? They were all rotten and then they all turned good. Mr. T, they were all killers and now they're all real good guys.
Were they mercenaries?
They're mercenaries, yeah. Well,
that's
worse.
Someone to be a mercenary.
I guess so. But maybe they were just misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
What
of
that?
Off to Neighbours with you. Tony. Hello, Simon.
Hey, how you going, pal?
Good, Simon.
Hey, mate, got a couple for you. Vera Bennett off of Prisoner. She was the prison warden who was a bad. Well, she's gone to good because she's Al Stewart's sister in Home and Away.
Oh, and you don't watch it either.
No, I don't watch it. I just listen to it.
What?
The other one was Tom Croydon from Blue Heelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he used to star in an earlier show called Matlock Police, and he was a robber.
Oh, and he was in... He was John West's right-hand man in Power Without Glory, too.
Yeah, he certainly was, yeah.
What was...
He was never a robber, was he?
Yeah.
He was a robber, Matlock Police. I can't remember the...
Yeah, but he used to write... he was a policeman in Matlock Police.
No,
he was a policeman.
It's Paul Cronin.
Oh, I'm thinking Paul Cronin, sorry.
Yeah, you're thinking Paul Cronin.
What was... Fiona Spence, Vera Bennett, what was her character's name in Home and Away?
Celia.
Celia, yeah.
Not that you're watching,
we're doing well for people that don't watch Home and Away, aren't we?
Listen to it.
All of these people out there that don't watch Home and Away. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, good morning.
Do you watch Home and Away, Bill? Yes?
No.
You do, so.
I'm proud to say that... I do not, and my TV has only been accidentally left on that channel. Doesn't matter which brand of, but I do love my TV, you know, classic sitcoms and all that.
Mm.
But we're talking about Undercover and all those sorts of things. I was thinking about, do you remember Homicide?
Yep.
Do you remember the final episode?
Tell us.
How was Chief Inspector, who was played by Alan Kurtz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did the episode end?
Oh, it ended up with him being shot, wasn't he?
Yes, of the first execution of a police officer on any form of TV, and it was an execution because it was a sniper
That's
shot.
Right. We saw the
yeah.
In the world, and that is how Homicide ended. And I lived in North Melbourne where, and close to South Melbourne, where a lot of the episodes were shot. And being close to North Melbourne was where Errol Street and all the places where Underbelly were lived and re-episoded.
I remember that scene from my childhood for some reason.
The sniper thing.
Yeah, was it in a field or in a or near water?
No.
Alan Kurtz.
Entering, he was entering the front passenger seat.
Okay.
And there was a sniper on a rooftop. I've only seen it once, but it burned into the memory.
Yeah.
Because Dad made us, Dad watched Homicide.
That was huge Homicide.
The other thing about that, it's like watching other shows. I think Terry McDermott, who was in it, he was one of the cops, detectives. He might have been, he was in it before playing a crook.
Hmm.
And when you watch shows like Cop Shop that time, the Cop Shop and shows like that, you see the criminals who later come and play.
They turned out popular. We'll take a couple more calls. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. What have you got, Rebecca?
Days of Our Lives have had numerous characters that have gone from bad to good or good to bad.
Yeah, which ones?
Well, there's Joe Black, Hope, Stefano D'Amera.
Yeah.
Which ones would you like? This is coming from a time when I was up, laid up with for 3 months with broken legs, but I just remember watching it and thinking, holy crap, how do they keep track of each other?
Yeah, I can't work out why Chris Kozacek is now Roman Brady.
Yeah, he started out as the fellow that was playing Joe Black and John Black or something like that, and it's just gone all around in circles. It gets a little bit confusing sometimes. Not that I watch it very often anymore. I'm not on crutches, but just when I was watching it, there was all these different characters that were going from bad to good and good to bad.
Some people just love to have an excuse because they watch TV shows. It's all right. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
JC in Tweed. Michael Crawford in Some Mothers Do Have Them. Well, he was bad in Evil.
He was bad in Evil in both.
Phantom of the Opera. That's a musical.
It's a musical. That's even more highbrow than a movie.
Luke from Norway. Home and Away is huge here in Norway. Personally, haven't watched it since 1989.
Of course not.
So you watched it for the first 2 years, Luke.
Why would anyone want to... Michael Crawford. What was he called again? Some Others Do Have
Frank's Frank Betty.
Betty.
Frank Spencer.
Stupid character. Stupid.
He wore those woolen vests.
And a stupid hat. It was just...
It was a beret.
It was a stupid hat, and it was the dumbest television program, the most stupid character that was ever made. Hello, Trevor.
Hi. Coming back to Hot Lips and the conversion to a goodie, there's a very definite pivot.
Yeah, that was when they... Sorry, you tell it.
Yeah, when they... were trapped together under enemy fire, and they were trapped for the night, and nature took its course, so to speak, and they sort of, neither of them wanted to remember that aspect of it, but from then on, everything was different between them.
They warmed to each other. Hot Lips was involved in a romantic interlude with Hawkeye while under fire, and that's what that was. That was the point by which she became a little bit more heartfelt. Thank you.
Lewis says in the Canadian Queer as Folk, Brian was heartless and money hungry, but then got a disease and turned good. Oh, we had a text before from Clint in Warsaw. I wonder if he can watch Home and Away in Warsaw.
Sure you can. What do they translate them?
Yeah, I saw, what was it? The Phelpsy show, Stingers. I saw Stingers in Warsaw. And I saw Murder Call in Budapest. I only go to European cities that have Australian shows on.
To that person who texted.
Rex Hunt in Finland.
To that person who texted and said, is all he does is sit in front of a TV, even when he goes to other countries.
I go to watch.
Goes to watch Australian foreign television. Shows.
I hear they have episodes of Homicide in in Fiji, so I'm going there for the weekend.
Oh, I love it. Scott Goodings, thank you very much.
It's all right, Trevor.
Scott Goodings, TV Freak. You're listening to Overnight.